This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, and whatever it is you're doing, thank you for keeping America moving along. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We are also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, for all the things we have to offer over there. Now, joining us right now is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It seems that Joe Biden and his wife Jill sat down for an interview with the CBS late night comedian extraordinaire, and Jill wound up answering some questions. That was kind of unique watching all that.
She tends to do that. I think she understands a lot of his weaknesses, so if a question is asked and she's there, she generally jumps in and takes the question.
Yeah, and it was obvious that Stephen Colbert, who was the host, was just, they were easy questions.
You know, it's like, whatever. It was significant. The only significant thing is that they're continuing to try and get some answer out of his concerns involvement with Hunter's businesses. And he's crafting his answers very carefully.
Yeah, and the other thing is they're complaining now, the media, about the fact that it's only once a week and it's only virtual and it's done for an hour here or there or something like that. They want more frequency. They'd like to be doing it live, up close and personal, and maybe even have Joe Biden there from time to time to have more of these press conferences and whatnot. So I don't know where that's going to go. Do you?
Well, they're making some complaints, and rightly so. I mean, we haven't had access to Biden in a year. But now we've got Jen Psaki back in the mix again, and she's very contentious with the media. She doesn't have any use for them, and so she kind of takes over, too. And we don't know where Biden stands on issues. I mean, we have no idea. He doesn't even know the people that he's nominating for cabinet posts. I mean, we can tell because he doesn't even pronounce their names right.
Yeah, Baccaria. Okay, what is going on with Zoom?
I put this out, I think about a year ago because I got a heads up, and I'm going to do it again. A lot of people are using Zoom to communicate. Much like, I mean, they used to use Skype. And then they, you know, there are other companies out there like WebEx and whatnot. But now people are commonly using Zoom, including, I might add, the Biden transition team to talk with. Zoom is, is being infected by the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
Period.
Right.
And you can be in a Zoom meeting and you can see these off-the-wall people that are coming in and kind of lurking around if you have a sizable Zoom conference. And you've got China in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, stop using Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's another method of espionage. Just stop.
We have a call from, I think, Mary. Is this Mary?
Good morning. Did you discuss the little piece that the C-SPAN, it was shown on C-SPAN with the Supreme Court clerk overhearing Justice Thomas, Roberts talking about rioting in the streets now versus back
yeah.
in 2000.
Yeah, I talked about it last hour, but we can talk about it again.
Thank you, because that's really mob rule, but I got to tell you, the agenda that they put out for us, it's going to happen anyway. That is a horrendous agenda from the Democrats.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
Thanks.
We talked about it during the first hour with Kyle Warren about the fact that Justice Roberts talked about the fact that he was afraid of seeing blood in the streets because of decisions made by the judges in the courts, and they were reluctant to take on any of these cases involving votes and whatnot, and that was pretty much what we talked about.
Well, and it's not just the Supreme Court, and it's just not Justice Roberts.
Right.
I mean, if you look at all of these other judges that have had these cases presented to them, they haven't even heard the case. They just look at the case and go, no, we're
mm-hmm.
out of here. We're
mm-hmm.
not going to even present it. So when the Democrats say that there isn't any evidence, they can't legitimately say that because the evidence was never presented in a court. Because
mm-hmm.
the judges wouldn't accept the case, and they generally throw it out for lack of standing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are consequences. I fully agree with that. Whatever case generally the Supreme Court is deciding, you can look outside and there are protesters. And when it comes to the election, I think it could necessarily be much worse. So is he intimidated? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is, and shame on him.
Okay, hold on. Folks, I'll be right back with more from Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We've got lots more to talk about, including what the heck's going on in Iran. Some pictures show that they might be doing some more, constructing over their nuclear underground facility, or at least one of them anyway. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature has a website, balanceofnature.com. You can go over there and take a look at all the products they have to offer and save 35% on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, take a look at what they have, because I take the fruits and veggie capsules, which is something that Denise is going to be getting today. And if you're not getting enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then this is one way to do it. And I'm telling you, it'll really help you out, because it'll give you a little bit more pep in your step. You won't be quite as tired, and you'll just feel like a little bit of a different person. At least that's the way it's worked with me. And a lot of other people say the same thing. So go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach, and you will actually be able to save 35% on your order by using that product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, saves you 35%. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Satellite photos came out showing some new building going on at one of Iran's underground nuclear facilities, which some people are saying, well, that's because we're kind of in between presidents here, and maybe they think they can slide something through, but that might be a big mistake on their part, do you think?
This is a second facility. The first one we've already known about, which is the Natanz facility. Now we have one with construction going on just northwest of Fordo. Now this one's deep inside a mountain, and it's there to protect from airstrikes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some above ground operations there, but among the buildings is something called a vacuum technology center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a crucial point of the components for the uranium gas centrifuges.
Okay.
And that's what enriches the uranium.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a company that the United States has a contract with, been around a long time, and does outstanding work called Maxar Technologies. And Maxar is the one that really kind of maps the Earth. And they work with our geospatial intelligence wing. And so this is really what they have found.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they find something like this, we give it to our nuclear experts.
Mm-hmm.
And they start determining with many methods, including spies, of what the enrichment is going on, what the equipment they see could be used for. So, yeah. Now, it's not any accident that this has really come out because of the transition between Trump to Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Biden has spoken about going back into the nuclear deal and, you know, having a kumbaya relationship with Iran. And let's not forget that he's got John Kerry on his payroll now.
Yeah.
And that John Kerry and many others, Plowshares and several other organizations, are very pro-Iran. So, having said that, just understand that this is, I think maybe even Maxar is giving some outstanding geospatial photography, if you will,
mm-hmm.
to government officials. So, yeah.
Okay.
There they go.
Well, we'll see what happens. Now, yesterday, Senator Ron Johnson's committee had a interesting back and forth between two GOP senators, namely Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri and Ron Johnson, where Hawley wanted to push a $1,200 stimulus check through on this stimulus bill. And Ron Johnson snapped back at him and he says, that's not the way we do things on this committee, Senator Hawley. We don't shotgun things through. That was a term he used, shotgun.
There's a dispute whether it's $1,200 or $600 or whatever this amount is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, understand something. There are several states out there that are open and doing well.
Yep.
And there are other states that are not. And those other states are not doing well, New York, California, by virtue of their governors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, if Florida is doing well, why should the taxpayers in the state of Florida be on the hook to add to the debt and be on the hook for, you know, taxes and, you know, that kind of thing?
Yes.
To help out California. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there's a, now we do know that there are people that are struggling beyond struggling.
Mm-hmm.
We get that. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like this isn't totally a federal government's problem.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but it isn't. It really comes down to the governors.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to write an article, interestingly enough, 2 days ago, that California has a rainy day fund that's got $21 billion in it.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would say somebody ought to talk to the governor of California and say, hey, you're sitting here with $21 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you ought to get your legislature together and use some mm-hmm. of those monies to help out the people that are suffering financially in your own state by your own decisions.
Yep. And let's go to the telephone lines. We have a caller.
Okay. The arguments of the senators.
We have a caller. Let me see here. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your question for Denise?
This is Dennis from Largo, and good morning. Captain, the other morning you were talking to Frank Zavato about this hacking of these agencies, the military. I was wondering, could Hillary Clinton's unprotected server gleaned a lot of this information? In other words, was she hacked before she destroyed all these emails and stuff? Is it possible?
All right. Thank you. And we'll answer that in a couple of different ways. Did you see, by chance, Judicial Watch and the information that came out about the Clinton campaign and the Ukraine prosecutor?
It did cross my desk. I had not fully
read. Let me just read the highlight here. It's almost as though Hillary Clinton couldn't abide by Joe Biden getting all the corruption attention. Her people had to stick their fingers into the Ukraine cookie jar. It's all coming out now because of the Judicial Watch lawsuit. They received 38 pages of records from the State Department revealing that Ukraine prosecutor, I can't pronounce his name, not going to try, was offering high-level access to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign by the same lobbying firm that represented Burisma Holdings. That was Blue Star Strategy.
Correct.
Now, that's so what he talked about with Hillary Clinton and all that stuff. Well, Hillary Clinton never really went away. She was still trying to get information through her sources, overseas sources.
She's still an operative to this day. So, you know, she wants to remain relevant. She wants to remain in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So it stands to reason that there's more to the story, and we've taken our eye off the ball because of all the other subsequent scandals and stupidness that goes on with the, you know, power brokers, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the matter of her server and her emails has not gone away because it is said that Russiagate was a concocted plot by Hillary's team, not by Hillary because I don't think she's that smart, but by, you know, the John Podesta types, to take the eye off the ball, which was her email servers and what is sitting on those, you know, what was sitting in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's not forget, that was her only form of email. She didn't use a State Department email account. She only used a personal one, period.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a violation.
Yes, it is.
And she's never... And so Judicial Watch did the FOIAs, and they're still getting results after all these years.
You betcha. Okay, well, I'll see you later today, and you have yourself a great time in the meantime, and we'll see you when I see you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read all her great articles, FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. And we'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go nowhere, no how. We're coming back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stotts. Nearly 6 million doses of Moderna's vaccine will be shipped across the country after the Food and Drug Administration cleared the way on Friday. There are now two vaccines approved for emergency use in the U.S. Doses of Moderna's vaccine will arrive in states early next week, and vaccinations will be allowed to begin once a CDC panel gives approval. That's expected this weekend. Dr. Chris Murray, director of the University of Washington Department of Global Health, told CNN, we still have a ways to go before the numbers come down.
Obviously, the vaccine is fantastic news, and in the long term, that's going to really help us get COVID under control. But it takes time. We don't expect to see a major dent on the daily death rate from vaccination until sometime in February.
Dr. Murray's model suggests 60,000 more deaths in the U.S. by April 1st. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We had Bo in this week, and thank you very much for the people that asked the questions, and you got answers, and Bo told me that a couple of people set up appointments to come over and see him. So there you go. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy and what they can do for you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now you can go to the website, NAA.edu, that's the shortcut, NAA.edu, and you can check out the two locations they have, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, that's Concord, Mass., just outside the city limits of Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm over here in Tampa, they're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And they have a phone number that you can call too, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number, and here's what I suggest everybody do. Call that number and set up an appointment to go visit them. See what they're all about. Find out what it is that they will do for you to turn your life, your career, or give you a new career that you hadn't even expected would be there.
because it is a tremendous opportunity as an aviation maintenance tech. So, again, the number to call, 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you and ask to take the tour. Now, in talking about China, the Chinese today are behaving a lot like that Imperial Japan did back in the late 1920s and through the 30s, as well as Germany, I might add, and even Italy. They're slowly but surely implementing their globalist domination scheme and using their military to enforce and defend it. Now, the only exemption is that there are far too many American financial and political elite helping them to accomplish their objectives because they think that this is a great way of doing things. It's not. Socialism is not. And by the way, those people, if they think they're going to benefit from all this and they're going to be above board, what happened in Venezuela, just for one example? They nationalized the oil companies. They nationalized the rubber companies. They nationalized the shipping companies. That's what they did down there, so it backfired on them. And the director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, has said that the Chinese Communist Party is conducting a massive influence campaign aimed at dozens of U.S. lawmakers and their staffs that involve attempts of blackmail and bribery. Now, the Democrats have worked hard to divert attention away from China towards Russia, but they'll wind up paying for it in the end. Watch and see. They'll wind up paying for it in the end. Watch and see. Okay. A new tri-service maritime strategy for the U.S. Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard was released this week in the latest Pentagon product to sound the alarm over the increasing military might of a resurgent Russia and an ascendant China, where the tri-maritime strategy will be using all three of those branches to counter the threats that are out there right now. By the way, we told you about the hackers. Hackers tied to Russia hit the U.S. Nuclear Weapons Agency, and at least three states were hacked as part of a suspected Russian cyber attack that struck a number of federal government agencies, according to people with knowledge in the matter, indicating widening reach of one of the biggest cybersecurity breaches in recent history. And the toxic forever chemicals found in the drinking water of many military bases are known to cause the immune system problems that are out there. And according to the Environmental Working Group, it could be a concern for service members and their dependents when it comes to both the risk of contracting the novel coronavirus and getting the vaccine to prevent it. So there's a lot of investigation and concern going on there. Also, a Pentagon system set up for states to keep track of the coronavirus vaccines has had outdated and inaccurate projections for deliveries that misled governors into expecting that they would receive far more doses than what will arrive in the coming days. Some states are now giving some of their doses over to the other states to try to make up the difference and help people out. By the way, President Donald Trump reiterated his vow to veto the annual defense authorization bill rather than allow it to become law. That is not happening, as of the moment anyway. And we'll see what happens down the line. We'll see what happens down the line. Never say never, right? Oh, and by the way, I have a little something for you to hear right now, and here we go from our friend. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's my pleasure on this military segment today to be talking to a couple of American, I'll call them patriots before I call them heroes, and I'll tell you why. Because I've got Major Scott Husing here with me. He's a retired United States Marine Corps Infantry Major with 24 years of honorable service. Now, he's also got with him his recently named U.S. citizen, Sam, the interpreter. And Sam, congratulations to you for becoming a U.S. citizen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It's an honor to be a citizen of this great country.
Well, it's an honor to meet you because I know what you guys have been through, and Scott is going to tell us here in a minute. But Scott, everybody's excited about your book, Echo and Ramadi. I mean, I've got people coming up to me going, man, I can't put the book down. And that's what you want to hear.
Absolutely. We went into this project never really having that as the end state, but I was just honored to be able to tell the story of these young Marines and the families and everything they went through in Ramadi and the things that we still go through today, and that bond and that power of human connection that we share. It's just been remarkable. And to have support of so many people, it's just amazing to me.
Well, the story that you have also starts out as a young enlisted Marine. Now, you enlisted in the Marine Corps, right?
I did.
How old were you?
I was 18, just turned 19 before I shipped off to boot camp.
And you spent several years as an enlisted member of the Marine Corps. You rose through what rank as an enlisted?
I was a corporal, and then at that point I decided that the value of a college education was probably the right path for me, and hung up my rifle for a while and went to college at Illinois State for 3 years. And again, you know, I say 3 years because I think that's significant. I wouldn't have done as well in college had I not gained the discipline as a young Marine that was instilled in me.
Now, did you go through the commissioning process or the Marine Platoon Leaders course or something different?
I went through the traditional officer candidates class, okay. So it was just one session of officer candidate school on Quantico, Virginia.
So now we'll set this up. You're a young lieutenant. You're now in charge of a platoon, right? So they give you your orders, and where's your first assignment?
One of the hidden gems of the Marine Corps in 29 Palms, California, in the high desert. And I don't like to say that. I don't know if I say that out loud on the radio, because then everybody will be swarming to 29 Palms. But, it's a pretty unforgiving environment, and I spent just over 3 years in 29 Palms as a platoon commander and company executive officer, learning the ropes, as most young officers do, but it was a great experience.
When did you get your orders to first go overseas, and where did you go the first time?
Well, the first time was to Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when I was enlisted. And then subsequently, when I became an officer, I had numerous deployments, not just to combat zones, but also to the Pacific Rim in support of that area of operations. I did some time in Europe with an anti-terrorism unit, with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team as a young captain, down in the Horn of Africa, doing several exercises and operations down there, and in and out of those countries, traveling all around, and sometimes afloat with the Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is the 911 force of America, so to speak, that we project power with over 2,500 Marines and sailors.
All right, and that's our friend Scott Husing, and of course his buddy Sam, the interpreter. And I always think about that at Christmas time because of the fact that all of our people that are overseas doing what they're doing, we got to remember them, because there's nothing worse than being overseas and not, especially for the ones that don't have a lot of family or relatives, and maybe they're not going to get much of anything. You can send them a card. You can do all that sort of stuff. Granted, it'd be late to get in there now, but it never hurts. Never hurts the USO and other operations. Make sure you check them out along the line. They're there all year long if you want to help them out. All right, we're coming back with more right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, I will be having lunch today up at the Patriots Grill, which is located on Tarpon Woods Boulevard inside the Tarpon Woods Golf Club. And I'll be there from about noon to 2 o'clock. And we're going to have a pretty good turnout, from what I understand. We have our regular guys that show up, and we'll have some other people showing up, too. And you, too, can stop by and have lunch with us. They're a great menu. Craig Gross runs the restaurant. That's Patriots Grill, located inside the Tarpon Woods Golf Course on Tarpon Woods Boulevard, about three-quarters of a mile east of McMullen Booth. So there you go. Now, this portion brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And the new 2021 Rogues are in now at Moss Nissan, and they've made some really incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue is really gone rogue, and it starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the all-intelligent all-wheel drive, and that's a lot of fun, that. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you're going to enjoy enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Now, they still got some 2020s left over, and you can get some tremendous deals on those, but the 2021s are now in. Remember, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchase, a tremendous added value-packed feature that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. And there's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for that the other dealerships don't. Remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. And Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Keep in mind that Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the Nissan and Acura stores on Florida Avenue side by side right here in Tampa. Visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you more money, too, and it'll get you some first-class service. Now, while we're all at our wits' end with what's going on, what's happening, we need to take a look and see how we got here. Because we can blame nobody but ourselves for some of this. Now, keep in mind, Dr. Fauci this week came out, and I thought about this before I even opened my mouth to mention it now. I mentioned it during hour one, but I'm going to mention it again. This can't not be a mistake. Nobody could possibly be this dumb. Nobody could possibly be this clueless. Not even a Democrat, not even a moronic Democratic governor. But Dr. Fauci has asked Americans to cancel Christmas. He said it's just one of those things you're going to have to accept. He said he would not allow his own three daughters to come home for Christmas this year. He wants all Americans to painfully isolate. And Fauci said he and his wife will be spending the holiday alone. And I got a message for Dr. Fauci. Two words. Hell no. You know, this is America. It's a free country. And if we want to celebrate Christmas, we're going to do it. If we want to go to church, we're going to do it. If we want to spend the holidays with our children, we will. We're all adults. We make our own decisions. This isn't a nanny state. It's not the Soviet Union. It's not Nazi Germany. And we don't need government bureaucrats telling us what to do, how to live our lives, or how to spend the holidays. Again, Dr. Fauci, two words. Hell no. Not going to happen. As a matter of fact, if you tell Americans not to do something, the odds are we're going to wind up doing it. So even if we weren't planning to do it in the first place, guess what? We're going to do it. Merry Christmas, everybody. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. By the way, speaking of that, let me check and see out the window here.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me. Santa.
I thought so. I saw the blinking lights going by there. Yep, I thought so. Mm-hmm. There he is. He's out there playing around. Now, folks in Georgia, listen up. January 6th, you got to get this right. You got to get this right. We still have a chance to stay in control of the situation in America and Washington, D.C., if we keep control of the U.S. Senate. That is going to be the barricade in the middle of the barnstorm that's going to come from the Democratic Congressional-led Congress and the Democratic White House. That's the cushion. That's the block, the Senate, and we need to have control of the Senate. And here's just one of the reasons why. COVID. Something that was manufactured in China. The origin for so many diseases that have come out over the years. It was used as a last resort, make no mistake about it, to remove Donald Trump. As a cover and a dessert after the main meal, the United States. Because it's not a real pandemic, and I'll tell you why. After watching scores of medical doctors' testimonies, we can only conclude that there is no medical emergency. The World Health Organization, a highly political body, reports the death rates all over the map. And if you press them, they'll say about 750 million people worldwide have been infected. Notice I said the word infected. With COVID-19, with 1.04 million deaths. And if you do the math, the infection fatality rate of that number is 0.1386%. Similar to the 2018 seasonal flu, with a rate of 0.1355%. Now keep in mind, we had something called the Spanish flu years ago, which killed 50 to 100 million people around the world and had a world mortality rate of between 2.7 and 5.4%. Now, every death is a tragedy. And if you're vulnerable to COVID, by all means, protect yourself. But don't expect the world to stop putting millions at risk for bankruptcy and ruin because you can't get the numbers right and you think you got to shut everything down when you don't. Because COVID-19 is a political tool being used by the globalists, the Chinese Communist Party and the Democratic Party, to move the world into a totalitarian socialist government system. If they had their way, the world you once knew would never be coming back. The lockdowns and the scare tactics are not alone either, and they're not about your health. The pandemic has birthed millions of fraud-ridden mail-in ballots as a planned byproduct of COVID, concentrated in battleground states to poison our election process. It's fabricated a failed economy. Millions of Americans are desperate for aid, and they'll soon look to anyone for help. Think about all that. And while many Republicans remain strangely, but not surprisingly, quiet, can't be quiet anymore, folks. You got to get out there and get in the mix. You got to get out there and get in the mix and understand what's going on right here in front of you. It's about we the people here in this program, always has been, always will be, and we the people will prevail. And it's all down to January 6th, when the joint session of Congress will be deciding whatever they decide, because there's no court going to hear this case. There's no court going to hear this case. And just like America and the people that have come before us, the people that will come after us, we can and still and should be and will be the greatest country on the planet Earth from which people want to be a part of. And remember, only you can do that, and you folks up in Georgia, you've got to vote in this election, and you've got to vote Republican. Warnock is a communist, plain and simple. Ossoff is even worse, plain and simple. And this Warnock that calls himself a reverend, well, the philosophies he believes in, the things he's preached from his pulpit, are nothing any different than what the Reverend Jeremiah Wright did years ago. Remember him? Carbon little copy up there in Georgia. Get rid of the guy. Retire him. Send him back where he came from. All right. I'll see you today up at Tarpon Woods at the golf course. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. See you Monday morning live, 2 a.m.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.